Hello, my beautiful audience. Today is July 30th, 2018. Today, we will be talking about why you shouldn't try to save the world all by yourself. I think a lot of people are interested in taking care of the environment, taking care of the poor, and just working towards a general sense of good for the whole world. But instead of thinking about what's best for the whole world, you have to figure out what your personal strengths and your personal weaknesses are. Morally speaking, I think everyone wants to do good for the world. I think everyone has the intention of creating a world where people aren't hungry, where people aren't facing violence, where people aren't facing terrorism, where people can enjoy their lives, you know? I think everyone strives to create that sense of world peace because I think it's inherently human to see the struggles of the people around you and say, I wish that there weren't poor people. I wish that everyone had a home. I wish that everyone was happy. And even though we can wish for all these great things, a lot of the times we don't necessarily understand what's going on. And I said that these kind of thoughts are inherently good because the greater good of man is seen as more important as the greater good of any one individual. And I believe it's very strongly that our purpose on this world is to serve others, but that doesn't mean that you have to serve everyone in the same way everyone else does. You know, I've read a lot of religious texts, and there is this sense of service to others, service to your fellow man, that allows you to understand yourself and allows you to be more integrated with life itself. But there is a sense of misunderstanding for me when it comes to the idea of service. You know, some people might think of service as go volunteer your life away in some kind of program like the Peace Corps or AmeriCorps, where you are helping out people who are less fortunate than you are. And yeah, it sounds very moralistically good, but when I think about the Peace Corps and volunteering my time like that, I think about, am I doing it for the right reasons? Am I doing it because I inherently care? Am I doing it because I think it's the best use of my time? And I always come back to the conclusion that if I were to join the Peace Corps, it's because I'm doing it for the sake of saying, oh, I've joined the Peace Corps. I'm a better person just because this is how I decided to spend my life. And I think that's a terrible reason to join. Now, I think it's very important to treat people correctly, to show respect, and to give dignity to the lives of every human being and animal. But I don't think that servicing others just through volunteering your time in a foreign country or in areas that are also impoverished doesn't necessarily mean that that is the one right way of providing service. Now, I tell you this because if I were to volunteer my time away joining the Peace Corps, and this is just an example, would I truly be servicing others at the best of my ability? And that's where I'd have to say no. I don't think that if I did something only because it sounded socially correct and socially and morally like very high virtue, you know, because like whenever I think about someone who volunteers their time away in some other country, I think of them like, oh wow, you're so generous with your life. You care so much about other people. Darn, I'm not that selfless as you are. And I don't necessarily think that that's like a right mentality to it. Like for some people, going to another country and volunteering your time away, yeah, that's probably for you. But I think about how in every part of the world, you can provide service to someone. And it's as simple as just being nice, being kind, and being positive towards other people. Like, I'll give you another example. Let's say there's this artist. He's an amazing painter, but he doesn't pursue his painting because he wants to work this job. Now, he thinks that his job is a great service to other people, but he's miserable. Even though he thinks his job is helping other people and making them feel great, he's missing out on the opportunity to use his true natural gift. And I think that when we truly acknowledge our own gifts and our own personal talents, we have the ability to provide greater service than if we just spent our time helping people. Now, think about it like this. If that guy just painted and pursue his love of painting, I think he would create more value to the lives of other people than if he just spent his time working a job he didn't enjoy. See, service to me is you doing what you enjoy. And through your own personal enjoyment, you are providing such value to other people. Like my boss at work, he was very passionate about his job. And I think it's so important for people to be passionate about what they do because that gives you like a little bit of motivation. It tells you like, oh, wow, they really care about this. Maybe I should look at it a different way. But when you're not passionate about what you do, when you don't really enjoy it and you're just doing it because you think it's the right thing to do, you're not really living your life. You're just living a life that people told you to live. And don't get me wrong, like, it's not like suddenly you can just go ahead and do something you dreamt of because it takes time, it's a process. And until you get to that point where you're doing something you're very passionate about, you're just trying to figure out how to get to that point. You're just trying to survive. And I think during those moments of survival, you teach yourself how to improve upon yourself, So when you get to what you actually enjoy, you are more fulfilled because you went through the struggle. It's like being rich, right? You're rich, but you didn't work for it. You were born into it. So how can you truly appreciate something when you've had it all your life? I don't think you can appreciate anything if you've never had to go without it. And that's why I think it's important for you to pursue what you know is right for yourself and not what is right for society. Because when you do what is right for yourself, you benefit society at a greater fold than if you're just doing something because you think it's morally right. You see, I tell you all this because we are heavily told that we should solve all these crises, that we should solve poverty, that we should solve hunger, that we should solve water problems. But are we doing it because it's what we want to do, or are we doing it because we think it's the right thing to do? Now, I think there's a difference between doing the right thing and doing the correct thing. Now, doing the right thing is you doing things just because you think it will be better for other people. And that's just you not being genuine with who you are. It's just you living a life because someone else told you, hey, this is who you should be. And I definitely think that you should listen to other people, but after a certain point in your life, you have to start making your own decisions and walking your own path. And I tell you that you have to walk your own path because ever since you were a child, you have been told, this is what you should do. Don't do this. Hey, be like this. Don't be like that. And it becomes really repetitive. And there's nothing wrong with that because there are a lot of people who will just keep doing what they know is right. But I think about life a little bit more in a complex manner. You know, it's okay to just be some kind of personality because you think that's what other people want. But from my experience, I think people just want you to be genuine. And the people who don't like your genuine self are people who are afraid to just be themselves. You know, because at the end of your life, what are you really going to remember? Are you going to remember about like your pride-filled mind where you were like, oh, I did so many great things for other people. Oh, I fed these kids. I helped that guy move his trash can. And I know this is just like really simple things, but like there could be more profound things like you're traveling to a foreign country and helping reduce poverty or teaching students. Like, yeah, you'll feel good about it because you'll get some kind of pleasure because you'll think good about yourself. You know, like a lot of people who do good aren't doing it because they intrinsically like it, but they do it because they can go home and tell themselves, oh, I'm a good person because I did this. And don't get me wrong, I think that it's good to be a person who actually takes action and does good onto others. But I also believe it's so important for you to be yourself. And that's something that's not really discussed or something that's really understood. And it's because I've gone through it. I've gone through those times where you're just thinking about, wow, how can I be perfect? And when you think about perfection, you're thinking about like all these moralistic people. You're thinking about like gods, successful politicians, famous actors, famous business people. You're thinking of all these heroes and you're like, how can I imitate them? But in reality, like everything's already set out before us. And it's just like us coming to our own awareness of what we truly want. And there are some people who don't know what they want. And I've been there too. And when I didn't know what I wanted, I was just telling myself, oh, you should do this because it sounds good. You should do this because it sounds practical. You know, I've thought about like, hey, maybe I should be a volunteer in some part of the world, or become a politician, or become a famous scientist. And it sounds great because you get that reputation, you get that notoriety, you get people who respect you because of what you do. And I don't want to be that kind of person who does something just because I want other people to think a certain way about me. I don't want people to think that, oh, because I go around the world volunteering my time to help people, that I'm necessarily good. I want people to realize, like, I'm flawed. I'm not perfect. And you shouldn't think anyone is. Because when you think about perfection, you get caught up in this little fantasy about what is right, what is wrong, what you can do, what you can't do. And that perfectionist attitude is definitely something a lot of people strive for. And I say, don't go for it. Or go for it, you know, have your own experience. But like at some point, you have to wake up and see that those standards are created by someone. You know, there's no real sense of perfection, but there are a lot of standards and a lot of ways of thinking and a lot of influence from the past that tells people this is the best way to live your life. But you won't really know that, you know. We're all just like shooting darts in the dark. And to truly live your life fully is to accept yourself and accept the things you want to do. And yeah, you may not do them today, and some people might not think they're great, but one day you can be doing them. One day you can be doing something that makes your life feel fulfilled and make you feel as if the world were yours. Because I'm honestly tired of thinking about like you have to be this. This is the best option. And coming back to the conclusion that, is that really me? Or is that me pretending to be someone? Because I don't want to pretend to be someone I'm not just for the sake of making people think a certain way. I think it's important to be genuine. I think it's important to be yourself. It's important to figure out who you want to be and who you're not. And I tell you that because when you are yourself, when you are doing you, that's when you flourish. That's when you gain everything the world has to offer. That's when you say, hey, I know this is my gift, and I know that this is the road I'm supposed to take. But some people never take that road. Some people want to be an idea that isn't really them because they want to change the world in a way they think is most positive. And I think that's noble, but I also think it's important for you to be honest with yourself because you can live your whole life being someone you're not just to impress other people. Or you can learn to be yourself and learn that people will respond better if you just open up. And it may not be immediately, and it may not be everyone. But when you free yourself from all these restrictions, free yourself from all these lies you tell yourself, then you allow yourself to grow even more. Like, yeah, I tell you to learn from other people, learn from all the greats. And absorb their wisdom. But I also think it's important to take that wisdom and put your own twist on it, you know? Live life the way you want. And I think it's very challenging to discover what you want because I've been on that path and I might still be on that path because I'm looking at one direction and I think it's right. And I just have to go through with it. And I'm really glad I have an audience to talk this with because I'm probably not the only person who's in this situation. And I think it's important to say that, hey, we're all in the same boat together. But if I have enough courage to do it, I also want you to do it. I want us to support each other and remind one another that everything is possible. As long as we put our full faith in what we are capable of doing and keep pushing forward. So, if there's anything you got out of this podcast today, it's that strive to be yourself. And when you strive to be yourself, that's when you benefit the world the most. You know, people will tell you that you benefit the world by volunteering, that you benefit the world by doing something. But if it's not what you want to do, don't do it. You benefit the world from being happy with what you do. Because when you're happy, when you love your life, when you love what you do, you inspire other people and you empower them with a greater magnitude than if you were just someone who did something they didn't like because you thought it was the right thing. Don't be someone who lives their life based upon the ideologies of another person, but live your life because it is the path you want, the path you desire to take, and you don't have to figure out everything immediately, but slowly start to learn about what you do and start to learn about who you are, and eventually you will find a path. So be patient with it and observe yourself and accept what you find rather than resisting it. So thank you so much for listening today, and I hope to have you on the next podcast again. I can't wait to share more inspiration, more energy, more positivity with you. Thank you.